The feature race at Flemington tomorrow is the listed Kensington Stakes, and it is a great field for a summer sprint, with a lot of them maybe hoping to be lining up in a Group 1 race over the autumn, like the Lightning Stakes, including Fabugino, who has got a great Flemington straight track record, and it's great to see the grey flash back at headquarters. And Tiana Robinson, who joins us. Good morning, Tiana. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Great to get you and your mare back at headquarters. Last time we spoke, there was some thought that you might be taking her back to the West. So have you decided to remain in Melbourne throughout this period?
Well, obviously there was a slight incident with me getting injured, and by the time that had sort of healed itself, there really isn't much else in Perth for her at the 1,000 metres. So she's here, and there's a couple of races that we've picked out, and hopefully it all works out.
And how are you recuperating? How's the leg, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, it's on the mend. Getting there slowly but surely.
Well, she still owes you, I think. So another win tomorrow would be well received, no doubt. How is she going? Because the last time we saw her, it was the Fabugino of old who just flew down the straight.
Yeah, I really can't fault her. Having a couple of extra weeks in between runs has really benefited her. It's how she always, she's a real fresh horse, and that showed last start, and it's a similar sort of gap between runs, so she's looking and feeling in tip-top order, so I really can't fault her.
Do you do much with her in between runs?
Yeah, she doesn't really need that much work. She has a couple of gallops, but she's a pretty fit horse, and she does tend to work herself quite hard on the track, so it's more about just keeping her fresh and happy and sound between the runs. So having that extra couple of weeks and getting that bit of downtime in the paddock between runs definitely suits her.
Well, she's got a good relationship with Jordan Childs, and the way the straight races are run, it tends to suit her style, because she likes to get out and bowl along, and she does that pretty much unencumbered down the straight at Flemington. Is that how you want to see it unfold again tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the way that she likes to run, so there's no point changing something that isn't broken. She can absorb a lot of pressure, and she's got that high cruising speed which she can maintain throughout the run, so there'd be no reason to change her racing pattern for tomorrow. And on paper, it looks like a really good race for her. She dropped a little bit of weight on her last start, and she ran a good time even with the 61.5, and so really looking forward to getting her back to the races tomorrow.
Beat Prezado home last time. Is he the one to beat in your eyes again tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. I think it dropped a couple of kilos on its last run also. So I think it looks like a fairly even sort of race. There's a few nice horses that are working their way through the grades. But with everything, I'm going to take that next step. So no, I'm really happy with the field and her lining up in it tomorrow.
If she performs well, is a race like the Lightning the ultimate goal?
Yeah, you'd have to think so. It'd be good to see her on a nice, hard track in a race at that level at her pet distance. And she seems to love Flemington. She loves the straight. And when she come over at the start of this prep, she just hit wet tracks or unsuitable distances or both together. So, it'd be really nice to see her in a good 1,000-metre race on in a nice, hard track and see where she can measure up.
Final word, Tiana, do you think she'll win?
Well, I'm hoping.
That's good enough. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks for that.